Chapter 32, The Sermon on Righteousness by A.T. Jones. This morning we will study some texts that speak to us of faith, what we are to do with it, and what it will do for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, to be justified is to be accounted righteous, and this by faith. Romans chapter 4, verse 5, Romans chapter 3, verse 22. This righteousness is to take the place of all our sins, remember? Now see what the Lord will do with our sins. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. The latter condition is just the opposite of the first. The sins, no matter how deep the color, will be made white as snow. We are to be clothed with white raiment, our scarlet sins to be changed, our filthy stained garments to be changed like wool, white as snow. When we ask to have our sins taken away, it is asking to be cleansed. What does it mean to be made white as snow? Mark chapter 9, verse 3. That is the garment that is to be put upon us, whiter than any fuller can make them. This is the blessed promise. Faith says that this is so. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 22. The Lord has paid the ransom by the death of Christ. Now he says, "Return unto me. I have redeemed thee." All the thick black clouds have gone. Blotted out. Micah chapter 7, verses 18 and 19. Passeth by the transgression of what? The remnant? Those who keep the commandments and have the faith of Jesus. That is a promise to us. He is fixing them up for himself. He is taking their sins from them. He delights in treating them better than they deserve. He delights in us when we believe in him. All our sins are to go into the depths of the sea, the deepest depth we can conceive of. Is not that a blessed promise? Psalm 103, verses 11 and 12. Who can conceive the distance of heaven from us? So great is God's goodness and mercy towards us. Don't we want to worship such a Lord as that? Do we want to offend such a God as that? No, we want to be like him. Now how far is the east from the west? Suppose we walk out looking for the west. How long shall we seek it? Eternally. Then so far are our sins to be from us, as long as we believe it. Have faith then, and keep them eternally away from you. Why should we not have peace? Faith, then, gives us peace. God gives us the Holy Spirit as a seal of his righteousness. We must ask for the Holy Spirit to receive it. Luke chapter 11, verses 9 to 13. How must we ask? James chapter 1, verse 6. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. The blessing of Abraham was righteousness through faith. Romans chapter 4, verses 21 to 25. What does God promise us in reference to our sins? They shall be white as snow. Then we are righteous. He says he will blot out the thick clouds of our sins. If we believe it, then we are righteous. By Micah he says our sins shall go into the sea. Do we believe it? Then we are righteous. Our sins are to go from us an eternal distance. Do we believe God can do this? Then we are righteous. Now the promises were not written out for Abraham's sake alone, but for our sakes to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. Then how are we to have righteousness? By faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Now read Galatians chapter 3 again. We receive the seal of it by faith. Another step we want to take when we receive the promise by faith, Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. We get into the grace of God by faith. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin, and we must rejoice. Why should we not? What have we to complain of? What have we to do but rejoice? The Lord is good. Rejoice anyhow. Rejoice in tribulations also, because the Holy Ghost sheds abroad the love of God in our hearts. Don't get a wrong turn here. It is not love for God, though that will be there, but the Holy Spirit puts God's love in our hearts. God gave His Son when man was enmity toward Him, because He loved them. And when His heart is in our hearts, they will go out towards mankind in love, as His great heart has done. The evidence we want is to have the love of God in our heart. Now, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. How shall we be good? Have the Spirit of God in our hearts. Do we want the other virtues? These are all the fruit of the Spirit of God. We can't have the fruit unless we have the tree, for it is God that works within us, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. John chapter 14, verses 21 to 23. The Lord went away, but promised to send the Holy Spirit to manifest Him. Is that not what we learned yesterday? Where do we abide? At our homes. We are sojourning here. We will come unto Him and abide with Him. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. We began then at the 16th verse, which speaks of the family of God, not two, but only one. Some in heaven, the balance on earth. This is a prayer for us, that we be strengthened by the Spirit, that Christ may dwell with us by our faith. How can we know that which passeth knowledge? Why, only by faith, and then we know it. Now verse 20. Paul could not find words to tell what he wanted to, and failed to express it all. The Lord says He will do all we ask or think. Do we believe it? Then we can get from Him all we ask or think, further exceedingly abundantly, beyond what we can ask for or think, according to what power? The power working within us. And what is this? Our faith. Well then, that is all the limit put upon God, the power of God being limited only according to the measure of our faith. Then, brethren, let us have faith. God is able to do all He promises. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 to 17. Many do not know what this expression from faith to faith means. We begin with faith, and the exercise of that faith will develop the capacity to exercise faith tomorrow, so that we grow from faith to faith, from today's to tomorrow's. Therefore, we grow in faith, and from grace, favor, power with God, to grace, and in knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us exercise our faith then, and it will develop power, the power of God unto eternal salvation. Why then should we not rejoice? Now faith works. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Here is where the work comes in, and is the only work acceptable to God, for it is of God. But works without faith are our own. James chapter 2, verse 18. Well, let it do this, for it is true. The man who has the most faith will do the most acceptable work to God. Work is of no value except it have faith, and faith without works is valueless. Works will tell the amount of faith we possess. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11. Now comes obedience. Where? Romans chapter 16, verses 25 to 26. All made manifest for the obedience of faith. Then all short of this faith is sin, that is, come short of the perfection of the law of God, according to the view of God. Not intentional sin, perhaps, but short of the glory of God, and is not obedience. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. So then, our obedience comes in after we have faith, and God's Spirit is dwelling within us. Do you not see now that we have to be made good before we can do good? If then you want to do better, get more of Jesus Christ in your heart. It is all well enough to want to do better, but go first to Jesus Christ to be made better. Romans chapter 1, verse 5, margin. Also 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. A battle is to be fought, and the beauty of it all is there is a victory to be won. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Mark what overcome means, to conquer. I came, I saw, I conquered, is what Caesar wrote home to the Senate. I came, I overcame, I conquered is the literal translation. Then to overcome is to conquer, but it does not protect from temptation and battles, but it fits us up and enables us to fight, and gives us the victory all through faith. Is not faith then a glorious thing? Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 to 18. After having conquered, be able to stand when the battle is over. See margin of verse 13. Having the righteousness of God as our armor, and above it all the shield of faith, to not only stop the fiery darts of the enemy, which if they strike us create a flame within us, but it quenches them, puts them out. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 5. And verses 1 to 3. Paul says Christ partook of our suffering and took upon him the bondage of death to rescue us from death, and took upon him our nature that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest, so that having stood in our place, remember that he stood there before we did, and if we put him between us and the temptation, it vanishes and we conquer in him. That is the shield of faith. Another thing, brethren, the heart is purified by faith, and the pure shall see God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Acts chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. It is made pure and kept pure by him. How is it done? There is no how to faith. But let us read Luke chapter 8, verses 43 to 48. Why did he not say before this, who touched him? Because the touch of the woman was the touch of faith, and drew virtue from him. Faith reaches out to Christ, and virtue comes in response, as surely as it did for that woman. And this is not all. Luke chapter 6, verse 19, touch him by faith, and virtue will come to all, and make you faithful or full of faith. Christ was faithful. His faithfulness comes to us in answer to our faith, and that makes us faithful. It is only by his obedience that we are made righteous. Then when I have anything to do, let my faith reach out to him and bring faithfulness from him to enable me to do it. Faithfulness, that only can do it. If we want to be good, let our faith touch him, and goodness comes to us and makes us good. If we want to be righteous, in answer to our faith, power comes to us and makes us righteous. In answer to our faith, as it grows, more and more of his power and goodness will come to us, and just before probation closes, we shall be like him indeed. And then we shall be keeping the commandments of God in fact, because there will be so much of him in us that there will be none of ourselves there. That is when we get to the place where we will keep the commandments of God, and there is the beautiful promise. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. We must reach that place yet. There is too much self-glorification, too much self-confidence. But let our faith come to him. Then that is sanctification. That is what the 26th chapter of Acts tells us, verse 18. Also John 17, verse 19. That is genuine sanctification. When that comes, it will be all right. Get all that kind of sanctification you can. Faith is actually a something, a reality, and when it touches Jesus Christ, in response to it, virtue comes from him and makes us what we want to be. Get that into your minds, brethren, and let us understand what faith is. Let our faith touch him and draw from him virtue, goodness, righteousness, and every good and perfect gift will come to us. Then the glory, the praise, and the honor is Christ's, and let us give it to him. Then if there be any virtue at all, it is Christ's virtue that makes us acceptable to God in any way whatever. A text to sum up this matter is Hebrews chapter 10, verses 37 and 38.